Joining us in the studio this morning is Chirsty Vick from the Grand Marais Art Colony, and she's a coordinator for the Grand Marais Arts Festival. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you got some stuff with you.
I do. I brought some notes and flyers.
They're colorful.
Yes.
Well, we said we were going to talk about music and other kinds of special events during the festival, because the thing has gotten bigger. It's not just people out there with paintings.
Yes, it's a lot of things. It's all kinds of fun stuff. Hands-on art and music and art and regular art. It's just fabulous. So much to go. So much art going on.
So much hands-on art means what? They're going to be doing things, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a few different hands-on activities. One that was really popular last year is screen printing your own t-shirt. And it's the Art Colony t-shirt. It's a new design this year with Mike Swindlehurst. And it's a fun little play on the idea of the Art Colony, which I think is going to be really interesting.
Oh, can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, because it was fun making a t-shirt, I'll tell you, last year.
Yeah, we had, you know, a line out of people waiting to do it, mm-hmm. and it's really exciting to actually, you know, the design's already set, but when you get to choose your colors, and there's a whole array of colors, and you get to, you put the screen down, you take a blank t-shirt, you put the screen down on top, and you throw a little bit of ink on there, and then you pull it across, and then you lift it up, and it's this big mess. It's a big mess. And then you lift it up, and there's this image there all of a sudden. It's like magic.
You can do art too, right?
For those of us who are dexterously disinclined, will we be able to purchase the t-shirts?
You sure can. Okay. And, you know, if you're really nice, usually there's somebody who's willing to pull it across for you. So you don't even, if you don't want to, somebody else can.
Sounds like a deal.
Yes.
Be fun.
Yes.
And I want to be there when you do that.
When I ask somebody to do that, you mean?
No, and I want to see you do it.
I doubt that.
Because you and I are going to be there.
Yes, yeah. We will be. Yes,
we might have to get your hands dirty.
Talk to me about music. That's getting to be a bigger part of the whole festival, too.
Yeah. So we have a couple of different musicians. We've always had music at the festival, but we're making it a little bit more of a music space, so you can find the musicians and you can just kind of have a nice little relaxing anytime during the day, just to kind of cleanse your visual palette. You can sit down and
oh my heavens.
Doesn't that sound lovely?
You didn't even have that written down. Okay, now after I've cleansed my visual palette,
okay,
what am I going to listen to?
Well, we're going to have a couple different musicians. I have a few of them confirmed and one person yet to confirm for sure. But on Saturday, we'll have, it sounds like we'll start off with Bump Blomberg. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go to Michael Monroe and Brianne Morrison on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So it'll be kind of a nice little all-day music. They're just back-to-back and kind of a casual setting right down in Harbor Park. You can hear it throughout the festival very, you know, very nicely, and also on the beach while you're skipping stones. And then on Sunday...
or eating a piece of pie from the pie sale.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Or having a beer for that matter. Yeah, that's just, the weather is nice, yeah. Oh.
Any of those things. And then on Sunday, we're going to have... So Saturday night, actually, after the festival, Paul Metza is coming to play a show up at Betsy Bones' What's Upstairs. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, he's going to do an hour-long set with us at the Arts Festival on Sunday morning. So that's going to kick off our Sunday morning, which will be very fun. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have, again, Michael Monroe and Brianne Morrison to kind of wrap up the festival.
Wow. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about the festival. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Give me the times and the dates so that everybody knows.
So the dates of the festival are July 14th and 15th, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, the festival's open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we also have, on Friday night, we started this last year, and we're hoping to keep it as an annual tradition. We did a Friday night meet-and-greet artist soiree, just a little celebration, so the vendors can meet some of the public, and the public can meet the vendors, and everybody can see each other again. We do have a lot of returning festival participants, and so they really enjoy coming back up here. One, because of the area, and two, because they have this almost a family that's been created over the years, and so they like to come together and meet and visit and share in wine and food and good times and giggles.
Sounds good to me.
Yes.
So, and we also have kind of a large number of artists. How many?
We have 80 artists, but 72 booths.
So 80 artists and 72 booths. So this gets bigger all the time. And Chair Stevick, we will speak with you just before when you're the opening of the Arts Festival, when you're a total wreck, and catch up on any last minute details. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Chair Stevick.